And so we are now live, and I'm going to just wait a little bit until anybody, any external people that wish to participate, kind of drop in here because they were not able to get on until I hit that button. And then I'm also going to go through. If everybody would just do me also a favor and just hit their mute button as well. Until I guess called upon. Yeah. So Elaine, I'm going to have you on the bottom left. You just want to hit that mute button. It looks like a little microphone. You're going to.
I don't have anything on my screen.
All right, here, I'll do it for you.
I hit mine and I get that pop-up again that I got last time.
And what does that one say?
It says, I'm afraid I can't help out without that permission. I'll be happy to do anything else that doesn't require that. And I also,
Huh.
before that, they wanted to do something and I said later.
All right. I will I'm just going to hit the I'll mute you for right now if that's okay. If you
Yeah, that's
guys want to
fine.
talk or something, just I guess raise your hand. Okay. Well, we've given, I think, enough. About enough time. We only have one attendee, Wayne Sandlins. So we'll begin our meeting. All right. So welcome to our swear-in ceremony for January 1st of 2021. If we could all stand for the pledge, and I have a flag that we will do here. And you'll hear me, I guess. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you all. Stop sharing that. Again, welcome. Good morning and happy new year. For the record, my name is Ross Thornhill. I'm a commissioner with the East Glenville Fire District Number 3, and I am joined with two other current commissioners, Beth Larson and Suzanne Pohl, and we are here to perform our swear-in ceremony for the two commissioner elects, which is Dave Costello and Wendy Gapczynski, and our three new chief elects, Chief Clem Shimakowsky, First Assistant Chief Mike Boisclair, and Second Assistant Chief Nick Abel. I know in the past, I guess I'll do a bit of formality. We often do kind of a quick speech on why we do this. We've had I know I was a part of the first January 1st swearing in ceremony that began during Chief Andrew Pohl's term. And we felt this was a good opportunity for families to see newly elected sworn in officials for the district, an opportunity for families to participate. And absolutely recognize that this is not how we would have liked to have done it for this year, but being that it's COVID, this is unfortunately how the guidance basically pushed us to have meetings virtually rather than in person. And again, not something that we wanted to do this way, but unfortunately, we need to. So we'll begin first with the swearing in of our two newly elected commissioners. Dave Costello will be sworn in for a 5-year term, and Wendy Gapczynski will be sworn in for a two-year term. So I will start with Dave. Dave, if you want to unmute yourself.
Did that unmute?
That did unmute, so we can now hear you. And Dave has been a commissioner for, is it 5 years plus one or no?
No, it's actually been 2 years and 11 months, I guess you could say.
That's right, because you were first appointed and then ran for the position that I believe Clemmer Jerry used to hold. I think
that was, yes, I filled in for Clem's position.
Yep. And Dave has served as our board chair for the last 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years. Yeah. So, Dave, if you want to raise your right hand, and I guess I don't know if it's best to have you just read off your sheet or if you want me to read it for you.
I can read off of it.
Okay.
I, Dave Costello, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Fire Commissioner of East Glenville Fire District Number 3 according to the best of my ability. And I will have that signed by the town clerk. Fantastic. When we can get in to see the town clerk.
Right. All righty. Fantastic. Thank you, Dave. And next up is Wendy Gapczynski, sitting in the office of the president chair. Oh, no, separate. So Wendy, you're going to need to unmute yourself and probably mute Clem's. Yep.
All right.
Yep, we're
any
on
feedback?
It.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Just since you did a little intro.
Oh. That was me. Sorry.
When we started this process years ago, the other thing we had was actually a Bible for everyone to use to swear in. This year, since Wendy is of the Jewish faith, we have a new Bible that we're donating to the fire district. For those of the Jewish faith, they can take their oath on and also put their name in the book.
Fantastic. I appreciate that. Would that be a Torah?
Yes. Yeah.
Aha, as opposed to a Bible.
Correct. It's Old Testament.
All right. Very good. Wendy, do you have it in front of you or? Okay. We'll let you read your oath.
Okay. I, Wendy Gapczynski, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of the Fire Commissioner of East Glenville Fire District Number 3, according to the best of my ability.
Congratulations. Wonderful. And I didn't really have a quick opportunity to talk about Wendy's role. Wendy was a new firefighter a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, but came to us from Outlaws and also serves on several other boards and has been honored by other boards for her service to the community, certainly in a volunteer capacity, and I think in a professional capacity. So we appreciate the expertise that you're going to bring to the board and look forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Next up is Chief Shimakowski. So Chief Shimakowski has been a chief for the past year. Probably I got out just in time.
It's been a long year.
Yeah. So has led the organization for this past year through this pandemic, has certainly developed a lot of initiatives that have been very positive for the fire district. I believe, although I don't have the numbers in front of me, is either the top responder or the second top responder. I know that there was a running right in the end there, but has absolutely served this district well with distinction, and we appreciate your efforts this past year and look forward to this coming year. So with that, do you have your oath in front of you or?
I do.
Okay, so I will let you read your oath.
All right, I'll do this one. I'll get down here so you can see me. There we go. I, Clemson McCaskey, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Fire Chief for the East Glenville Fire District Number 3, according to the best of my abilities.
Wonderful. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Next up is First Assistant Chief Mike Boisclair. Can we hear you, Mike?
You can hear me.
We can hear you. All right. Wonderful. So Mike Boisclair joined East Glenville years ago from Malta Ridge, where he, I think, left there as a captain, if I'm not mistaken, and has come up through the ranks at East Glenville and has been certainly instrumental in many of our initiatives here to support our district residents and to support the fire district. And is moving up in rank from second assistant chief to first assistant chief. So we very much look forward to working with Mike. Do you have your oath in front of you, Mike, or do you need me to read it to you?
I do not have it in front of me, Ross.
All right, so I will read it towards you if you would kindly raise your right hand.
Right.
And repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Mike Boisclair,
do solemnly swear, that I will uphold the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will perform the duties, of First Assistant Chief, of the East Glenville Fire District Number 3. To the best of my abilities. Congratulations, Mike. And again, we appreciate all your efforts.
Thank you.
All right. And the next up is Nick Abel. Nick, are we able to hear you?
I think so. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Perfect. All right. So next up is Nick Abel. Nick comes from a long line, a whole family of firefighters, beginning with his father who joined way back, almost when I first joined back in mid-2000s. And his mom had joined, and then Nick has joined, and then his sister joined, and then his brother who is still in joined. So long, large family history of firefighters. Nick has risen up through the ranks and has done a stellar job, especially with our probationary training and getting new folks onboarded, and has just been a great leader for our organization. So Nick is is moving up from a captain to second assistant chief. And again, the board looks forward to working with Nick in furthering the efforts of the district. So Nick, do you have your oath in front of you?
I do.
All right, so if you would kindly raise your right hand and read your oath.
I, Nick Abel, do solemnly swear that I will uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and I will perform the duties of the second assistant chief, the East Glenville Fire District Number 3, to the best of my abilities.
Wonderful. Congratulations, sir. And we look forward to working with you. Due to COVID, again, we had guidance from Schenectady County that we aren't supposed to have in-person meetings. So our next meeting will be actually after this meeting at 11 a.m., which will be the district organizational meeting, which is public, and everybody is certainly welcome to join that. There are links available. There is a link available on the homepage of our website for that meeting. Additionally, my understanding is the officers of the district will be, the line officers, Chief Shimakowski will handle their swearing in, and the social officers, John LaBrie, the president, will handle those swearing ins in their own meetings. I do want to thank everybody for joining us. Again, recognizing this isn't how we really wanted to do this year, but we appreciate your understanding, and hopefully this all will end soon. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. One might say, you know, 2021 couldn't be any worse than 2020, but I don't want to say that, you know, you never know, right? So, right. So again, thank you all for joining us. I would like to entertain a motion from either Suzanne or Beth to move into executive session to discuss the resume and employment history of an individual which may lead to his or her continued employment with the district. Would I be able to get that motion? Oh, I have to unmute.
So moved.
And
second.
All right. And so, Beth, I have to call the roll because we don't.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Suzanne.
Yes.
And Ross is a yes, just because technically we don't officially have a secretary until the next meeting. So. So thank you all again very much for joining us. And for the board members, I will send a email link for you to click on for executive session. Just for so everybody is aware, at 11 o'clock, we will come out of executive session and begin the other meeting, just so everything is on public record. Again, thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ross.
Congratulations to everybody. Yes.
Thanks, Beth.